Hey, everybody, before we start the show, I just wanted to say thank you, and we have some fun stuff coming up. Fun is relative. Keep that in mind. On June 4th, today, hopefully, when you hear this, June 4th in Washington, D.C., I'll be hosting 8x8 at the Looking Glass Lounge. On Friday, I'll be hosting You, Me, Them, Everybody Live at the Wonderland Ballroom. That's going to be a fun show. And on Sunday, a new show announcement, on Sunday, June 10th, next Sunday, I'll be at Saki Records hosting You, Me, Them, Everybody Live. It is the record store's second year anniversary, so that will be a very fun show. That one begins at 6 p.m. All the information about all the shows is available at youmethemeverybody.com. Coming up this month being June, we have more shows in D.C., more shows in Chicago, our first Baltimore show, lots of other good stuff. Final two plugs. We are giving away tickets to Riot Fest, which is in Chicago in the middle of September. Iggy Pop is playing. Get it? There's a reason why we're giving away tickets. Iggy's our favorite. That makes sense. And coming up, we have a big announcement in September, September 21st. 22nd and 23rd, there's these really cool shows that we're going to be a part of, and sooner or later I will announce that, so just keep an ear out for that. Thanks for downloading the show yet again. Without further ado, here's You, Me, Them, Everybody live at the Wonderland Ballroom on June 1st. It was a giant storm that night, and we were able to pack the room by the end of it, so I want to thank everyone that came. It was a really fun show, and hopefully you enjoy listening to it. So here's the show.
Hey, everybody. We're starting the show. Welcome to the rain edition of You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby. I have a band, they're just not here yet. My favorite lead singer of a punk band is turning into a woman. And I think that's pretty great. If you don't know what I'm talking about, there's this great band called Against Me, and they used to be on Fat Records, which was by Fat Mike, get it, Fat? And he's on NoFX, right? So like, there's this great anarchist punk band, and they're fantastic, and they released these three records that are wonderful. And then they realized we could reach a lot more kids if we go to a major label. So they went to a major label, and they released this record called New Wave, and that was in 2007. And in 2008, all the kids that used to like them called them assholes for going to the major label, but they stuck through it. Then they released another album, and it got critical acclaim again. And then Tom, the singer, released some solo stuff. And a lot of his solo stuff was about how he kind of felt more like a woman than a man. And then earlier this month, or last month, I should say, we're in June now. In May, a very long piece in Rolling Stone came out saying, like, Tom's going to be Laura from here on out, and he's getting gender reassignment surgery. And that is amazing. That is wonderful. This is the first time ever that kids with gender dysmorphia have someone to look up to, not because the person has gender dysmorphia. There's a ton of people that have sex changes, and that's fantastic, and that's wonderful. But there's never been someone on this level that made me like so happy about that. And no one really cares about it, which is both good and sad. I write for this publication that like our job is to get people to click on stories. No one clicks on these stories. People click on two things. Zombies, which are hilarious because everyone's going to get their face eaten within 6 months. If you know anybody that's poor, they're going to be on bath salts and inevitably eat your face. Or animals. So unless you're going to do animals, oh, and racist stuff. People love racist stuff. So racist stuff, animals. If there's a racist animal that's a zombie, that will be the highest click-through ever. But no one really cares about Laura Gable, and I think it's fantastic. And the reason why I know about Laura Gable is because of Blink-182. Blink-182 is not the most revolutionary band. It's hard-pressed to call them a band, even. Like, Blink-182, like Against Me, released three albums that were pretty fun, and then one guy thought he was an astronaut and had this weird project, and it was really bad, and it's still going, and he's got, like, way too many lip piercings for a millionaire. And the other guy got, like... And the drummer was like, how could I get more tattoos? So he got all the tattoos that were left. And you can't. Now his race is just a giant question mark. And then the other guy's cool. He eats a lot of Taco Bell, so I'm a big fan of that guy. And like the reason why Blink-182 is important to this is because Blink-182 brings these bands that actually have a social conscience. Bands like Blink-182 and bands like Bad Religion. And I saw Bad Religion open for Blink-182 because the world isn't fair, but whatever. I saw them, and then I was like, oh, this Bad Religion band is, like, way better. They have, like, thoughts and opinions and ideals. I know this is just a bunch of, like, angry white guys telling me how to vote, but I'm okay with that because, you know, look. I mean, look at me. I mean, that's who I am. And now, because of, like, these super big Stratosphere bands that, like, really just make the Smarties candy version of Cheap Trick pop, which is great. There's no problem with that. I now know of a band like Against Me, and all these kids now know of a band like Against Me, and that's a fantastic thing. So this talk show is, like, a few levels, like, two levels below what Against Me was at when they released, like, Cliche Guevara. Like, not a lot of people know it. The people that do know it are, like, these weird kids, and that makes me excited. And I get to bring all these cool entertainers and men about town and women about town onto this stage. And we talk, and, like, in theory, there will be someone that has been on the show or will be on the show that will get gender reassignment surgery, and no one will care unless they're a zombie. And that is a fantastic reality. So that's kind of the mood I'm in. I mean, this weird, like, positive, like, everybody's cool, and it really it keeps in, I guess, line with everything I've always said, which is, like, a hole is a hole, and it's got to get filled. So with that in mind, I want to introduce you to my co-host, Jen Tisdale.
Oh.
No, that wasn't an insult.
No, no.
She's a fantastic lady.
Hi.
I don't know why she stands whenever I introduce her, because she's going to sit right back down. She's a delightful woman.
So tired.
It's fair enough. She made fun of people for not coming because of the rain, and she's only an hour and 15 minutes late, ladies and gentlemen. She made it from Baltimore. Where were you?
Well, I...
Just sit down. You're good. Okay. You're fantastic. We have a very, very fun show. We have Andrew Bucket, Russ Green. I'm so happy Russ is here. Russ brought the crowd, which means he's going to get the most time. No offense, Andrew. And Andrew Grossman is here. I'm going to sit while Jen sits, and we're going to talk about life. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to the show. I really appreciate it. I'm butting in to let you know that I write a weekly column for this website called Brightest Young Things. The name of the column is called Behind the Desk, and it's pretty much whatever is applicable to this talk show or talk shows in general, things that I find fascinating. It goes up once a week at brightestyoungthings.com, and you can find every column at youmethemeverybody.com. So if you haven't been to the website in a while, that's an excuse to go. Once again, it's called Behind the Desk. It's a weekly column I write, and I'd really appreciate if you gave it a glance. Thanks for listening, and back to the show. How are you, Jen?
I'm really good, actually.
You're moving this weekend.
I am. I'm moving home with my mom.
That's nice.
Isn't it? Wow. She's not, like, aged or infirmed or anything. I'm just moving home to be with my mom. That's not true.
Why are you moving home, Jen?
I'm going to save money so I can move to New York next year.
Congratulations!
So, fuck all you guys.
Wait, no, that's very appropriate.
I meant literally, obviously.
And we have half of our band. There we go. This is how the show works. Okay, so Jen, you're moving to New York.
Yes.
I asked Jen. Jen's a fantastic lady. I had to leave town and with literally, I don't know, 10 hours left before I had to leave. This is at, like, 1 in the morning. I called Jen. I was like, you want to watch my cat for 10 days? And she says, of course.
You were really clever. You said, do you want to stay in D.C. for a week?
Yeah.
And have, like, a super fun vacay. And I was like, totally. What do I have to do? Scoop shit out of a box.
And
done.
You did it.
I did it several times a day.
Thank you so much for that.
I'm a cat owner, so I was like, I just used my hands. That's how used to it I am. I was like, whatever.
That's fun. You have fun with cats.
I live with my mom. Damn. Hey.
I offered to help you move, and you said, don't worry about it. I've done zero packing. I have to move tomorrow anyways.
I said, I have people.
You have people you're set on moving?
I hired some people.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Okay. I was just mentioning this, so if anyone in the crowd wants to help you move, they could. But no? You're good?
Well, all those hands shot up, but relax, everybody. I hired some strangers to sift through my shit.
And on that note, I think it's time to bring up our first guest.
Mm-hmm.
Coming to the stage.
Oh, God.
He's got a drum. Yeah, move, Jen. This man is the life equivalent of one drum making a loud noise that everyone is drawn to. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Man About Town, Andrew Bucket. Andrew, it's all you, buddy. That was appropriate. Yeah, you can take a chair.
That's a good beat. That's a good drum beat. Thanks. Can I hug you? Nathan doesn't like when I hug him. He gets a Catholic school
Nathan
issues.
And I are very similar in that we don't like the idea of people touching us. You, on the other hand, are not like that, Andrew.
No, I'm very touchy.
You are touchy-feely. Andrew Bucket does a lot of things around town.
I was about to drink the microphone. I forgot which.
This isn't a stand-up
set. This is a fine example of Andrew Bucket.
This is exactly
wanting to drink the microphone.
Okay, Andrew, I know you because of BYT. BYT is Brightest Young Things, and you are a part of Brightest Young Things. What do you do with Brightest Young Things?
They at first, they ignored me.
They ignored you?
Not them.
Back in the day, they I would get snubbed all the time.
Why?
I don't know. I used to just get too drunk. I think they were you know.
Too drunk is what you were about
drunk,
to say?
Basically. Okay.
An interpreter.
At first, they hired me to do a video. I went to South by Southwest, and I just sort of made this video. And I uploaded it from the festival, and then that was kind of my first thing I did for them. I had an advice column.
What was the advice column called?
It was called In Reality with Uncle Bucket.
Could we talk about your actual name?
Yeah, sure.
What's your actual last
name? Bucket's not your last name.
No, wait. This is like my party trick.
Your ID?
Here, you can read it.
Okay. It's foreign.
Come on, read it.
Joseph Andrew Ortizar?
Yeah. Wait, your last name is Ortizar?
Your middle name's Andrew? No, I just thought that was
it's Chilean. I'm half Chilean.
Wait, why don't you go by that name?
So, I did for a long time. I used to write under that name when I was in magazine writing. And I don't know. It sort of was a nickname that I got, and then it stuck.
How is Bucket a nickname?
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Do you have a black eye in this photo?
I have a black eye in that photo.
Let's talk about that in a minute.
God damn it, buddy. Okay, why?
So much.
There's a lot to this driver's license.
Also,
I said
black guy, so I don't know what you guys heard.
There's a black guy in my driver's
license. But there's a black guy in his photo, so I don't know what you guys heard.
This looks like the start of a sitcom. Like, this is the wacky guy.
And this looks like the part of the documentary where it's like, and then things got really bad.
Yeah, it really does.
You had just left Las Vegas with Nicolas Cage.
You're only 5'4"?
Yeah.
Wow. You wear good shoes.
I up that on OKCupid.
Are you on OKCupid?
Yeah.
What kind of responses do you get?
I get generally pretty good, but...
What are all those guys' names?
They're mostly Roy and Jerome.
Steve.
Jerome Steve.
Okay.
There's so much we've
changed. Why don't you go by... Okay, number one, how did...
Such a dumb story. It's the worst nickname story ever.
How is Bucket a nickname?
Okay.
There's a puke bucket, a piss bucket, and a shit bucket. Why would you want that as your
last... There's two tears in a bucket, motherfucker.
7 or 8 years ago, I was flirting with somebody online, and I wanted to see more full body pics, so I asked if they had a photo bucket.
Oh, I get it.
Which was a website where people used to host their
photos. I remember that. It was the before Flickr?
Before
that was
Flickr.
Like the pre-Flickr.
Pre-Flick.
That was like the MySpace
of the
photo
world.
All right,
so that makes sense. That makes sense.
Pre-Flickr, post-Friendster.
I really like your actual last name.
It's nice. It means the old homestead. It's Chilean. It's actually Basque. And I actually know my family history, which a lot of people don't know. We emigrated.
I know your family history.
Yeah, well, and my personal history. We emigrated to South America from Basque country, where we were a traveling theater troupe.
Yep, that makes
sense. Which is what you do
now. Believe it? I know.
So your parents are cool with your lifestyle.
Nah, I mean, well, they are now, but...
How would you describe your lifestyle?
Day to day.
I've been watching you on the 365 weekly stream.
Oh, thanks.
And every time, like, Andrew's introduced as a different guy. Some weeks he's a storyteller, some weeks he's a stand-up, some weeks he's a party promoter. What are you, Andrew Bucket?
I've got my hand in everybody's cookie jar, I think. Like,
that's gonna backfire.
I know. But I just want to get good at being on stage. I think, like, if you can just, like, be you on stage. I heard Bill Burr say, like, he could be eating Thanksgiving dinner and walk away from the table and be on stage. And I kind of want to get to that level. You know what I mean?
I love the idea of
he
you
also slammed alt
Burr.
Comics, and that was the greatest rant. That was the greatest rant I've ever heard.
Did you hear that, Andrew?
He slammed art comics?
Alt comics.
I don't like alt comics either. You know what we were talking about?
Do you own a mirror, Andrew Bucket?
No.
Huh?
Wait, you don't like alt comics?
Not really. No, I like clean comics. My favorite comics are like... Brian Regan and Seinfeld.
Alt comics
and
are like you know.
No, alt comics can be clean comics.
Yeah.
Dimitri Martin is an alt comic.
I guess so. He's pretty clean, though.
Yeah, you could be clean. It has nothing to do with clean.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
You are an alt comic.
Ben Kronberg.
Andrew, you have 2 minutes of you screaming about getting cigarettes in your mom's
life. Dude, I know. And I so...
That is the definition of all. And you perform it in dive bars. Like, that is
like
the definition of
alt comic
comedy.
Would be like Wendy Liebman or something, or Lieberman or whatever her name is. Alt She's like totally normal.
I don't like RoboCop jokes or like.
Oh, you mean reference guy?
You just don't like referencing.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just giving you an example of the kind of. I mean, I do like what Adam Friedland does. I love like these sort of conceptual characters.
That is the definition of old comedy.
I know, but you don't know what I mean. Like, so anyway,
you realize what you just said.
I can.
I know, comma. You don't know what I mean. No one calls you on shit, do they, Andrew Buckley?
Not really.
They're just fascinated by your lifestyle.
They listen to me talk, and I sound good when I talk, so they just accept, you know.
You do kind of sound good when you talk.
It's pleasing.
You won a storytelling competition that I was a judge at.
You were. Is nepotism even the word?
You went in definitely, like, you were probably going to win before anybody else went up.
And then, I was the perfect amount of drunk to go on stage.
Oh, my God, he was. You know he was so good.
You know that just, like, sweet spot where nerves have gone, but your clarity hasn't?
Yes.
Here's my favorite part of it.
That's the sweet
I
sweet
always
high.
Pass that right
Bucket,
by.
You won a cash prize that night. I know you maybe, you went home with a $250 cash prize. Your tab had to at least be $200.
We went straight to the bar. The whole, like...
You're like a one-man Blues Brothers. This is fantastic.
I was like, you guys, I won. These idiots. Let's get out of here. That was the best.
It was. I had to fight one of the judges because she didn't like you.
She didn't like me?
She's like, at the end of his story, he said it was a true story. I was like, yeah, who cares? It doesn't matter if it was a lie or not.
You're right. And I just watched the video of it. And
none of it was true.
I was like, why did I say that was a true story? Yeah. That's the whole premise. Although,
you just
I
pulled
did see
a million
at that
little
same,
pieces.
The same night. So this is like a storytelling thing. You're supposed to get up and tell a story that is true, that happened, that really happened to you or someone that you know.
You just describe what true means three times
in a row. I know, but okay.
He knows, but you don't know.
Okay, however, you know, but it's supposed to be something relevant to you. And the reason that's important is because this kid, a 17-year-old Australian kid, got up and told the story from the 1700s of some pirate, like, some pirate thing that happened in the 1700s. And he's like, well, what? That's true. That really happened.
Wait, was it at that show?
It was the week before that.
The week before, okay.
And then every, like, 2 minutes in, I thought it was, like, an Andy Kaufman kind of thing. And I was just like, holy shit, this is amazing. And I'm the only one laughing.
By the way, that would be alt comedy. Go ahead.
It's alt comedy, buddy. Okay.
Just so you know.
Andrew is the guy in D.C. that dresses most like Russell Brand and pulls it off.
Yes.
For the people. What? No, I'm
Russell off-brand.
See, that's... You deserve that, but I love Russell Brand. I think he's fantastic.
You could be Russell Store Brand. How about that?
Okay, so...
Really? I don't get one?
I want to point out for the people that weren't there... Could people watch the video online now? You said you saw the video
of the story? Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's public on Story League's YouTube
channel. Story League, we're a big fan of them. Andrew goes on... I've never seen this. Andrew went on stage with a drink. Most people drink a beer... A thing in the rocks glass. He brought a shot on stage and nursed a shot for like a minute. And I'm pretty sure someone brought him another shot during the performance. How is your liver?
Terrible. It's in bad shape. But
have you pissed blood yet?
No.
Good.
It's only 8:30. You know what we should talk about?
How old are you, Andrew?
Not to stop this train.
28. I'm 28.
Good for you, buddy.
You'll be 29 soon. I just looked at your ID. Soon. You have a thing that you're doing tomorrow. You should
What's
promote
your thing?
It.
Oh, okay.
You should promote your thing.
So I do stories, I do stand-up, but I also am in a performance art group called Cool Ranch.
Performance art is alt comedy. Go ahead.
Alt comedy. I have two things coming up. One is this performance art show that's tomorrow, Saturday, at the Dunes. It's part ballet, part storytelling, and part music.
Look at your face. You know we're all thinking the same goddamn thing.
And then I wanted to tell you guys about this thing.
Everybody post the definition of alt comedy on his Facebook wall now. Now. And then under it, a video of him.
Good luck finding him on Facebook. He doesn't go by Andrew Bucket.
I do.
No, you don't. It's like Andrew Bumble something.
Oh, is it? No. You're thinking of... I don't know who you're thinking of.
I'll cut this out so I'll seem smart.
Anyway... and I booked this thing on the 7th at the Renaissance Hotel in D.C. where they...
What?
This is going to drive you nuts. They asked me to do an imitation of a self-conscious comic.
Alt comedy.
Alt comedy.
Really quick.
Okay.
Really quick. Yeah, Jerry Seinfeld, Brian Regan, like fucking definition of that. What? How many times have you actually done stand-up, Andrew?
Maybe 8.
You gotta stop calling yourself a stand-up.
I feel annoyed right now.
I don't ever make any...
You self-identified as a stand-up.
I feel annoyed right now. I should be at this Renfest show.
The first thing I say to people is, like, I don't know anything. I'm 3 months in.
3 months is, like, at least 30 gigs. At least 30 sets.
If you're...
You said 8.
It's not like...
You are a week in. You're good. You're very good.
Doing a stand-up set where I write jokes and I have a list of jokes that I'm telling. But I've been on stage 5,000 times.
Really?
Yeah.
Doing what else?
Doing performance art. Yeah. Terrible. Ugh.
No, honestly, I think...
Nail in my own coffin.
You're one of the few guys that have been on the show that could really do whatever the hell you wanted if you choose to do so, and that makes me really excited.
Thanks, man.
Makes me ragefully jealous. Sorry.
It does. It makes a lot of people jealous, but at the same time, if they wanted to do it, they should have the balls to do it.
I don't.
Kudos, man. I mean, thanks. No offense, I think you pull off your haircut. I'm not joking. You've had this haircut since I met you, and I was instantly like, that guy's either awesome or a total dick,
and I
think you're
awesome.
That guy's
either going to run so far away, you couldn't get away.
You have a side mullet, kind of.
Side mullet?
Yeah, it's kind of like that. But either way, I think what you do is very interesting, and I think people should follow you, whatever your endeavors are. You are meant for this book. We're going to end this interview with a question from the Book of Questions, Love and Sex by Gregory Stock, PhD. I need you to pick a number between 104 and 105.
105.
105. When you start getting seriously involved with someone, do you want the person to stop going out with others? Why are you laughing? How deeply involved would you let someone be before... I'm sorry. I haven't eaten and I'm on my third
How
beer.
How deep into them do you have to be physically?
How deeply involved would you let yourself become before insisting upon this sort of commitment? Does any of that make sense?
How deeply involved with another person...
Before you ask them to stop.
When you start getting seriously involved with someone, do you want the person to stop going out with others? How deeply involved would you let yourself become before insisting upon this sort of commitment?
Oh, I think, 46 hours?
Really?
I thought you were going to say triangle, but that was just... Did you guys get that?
Really?
As a Jack Mormon, I'm sort of Rhombus. Open to the idea.
You're a one-person kind of guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. One-man guy. I'm a one-man guy.
All right. What about woman?
Ah!
That wasn't a gay joke.
No, I meant me. I'm the one-man in the one-man guy scenario.
Oh, I get that. So you're just an American man.
An American man.
Very liberated.
Very, very liberated, very, almost libertarian. I don't know if I'm a libertarian or not. Is this a political show?
I would think you mean libation, if we're using lib words. I'm just
I'm glad you
I'm a librarian.
That right. too.
People should follow you on Twitter? Are
Andrew
you on
Bucket
Twitter?
DC on Twitter. I don't post my gigs on
Wait. Was Andrew Bucket taken?
At the time, I think it was.
Maybe some guy named Andrew Bucket.
This is also a Google problem I have. The show Touched by an Angel had a character named Andrew Bucket.
You should have said that first. That should be the first thing out of your
mouth.
You know, if you have a comedy album, it's going to be called Touched by a Bucket.
Touched by a Bucket. There's an Angel Fire website that is still operated by some fan of Touched by an Angel, and it has just like the like kind of back and forth GIF like font that's just like, welcome to the John Andrew Bucket page. And
you need to buy
just like, direct people to that page.
You need
it's
to
a
buy
good,
that.
It's a good visit. It comes up in like page 2 so of Google. So on Facebook you can friend.
Wait, how often do you Google yourself?
Once or twice a week.
An hour.
I love that you're open with your narcissism. I'm completely serious. It's healthy. It?
Yeah.
Who isn't? Most comics. That's
most
why we.
Comics, yeah.
That's why anybody that's done stand-up only eight
that's
times
why I,
doesn't know
I,
that.
That's
no
why
offense.
I lit up like a Christmas tree when he got up on stage. I was like, somebody who loves himself just as much as I love myself.
Yeah.
People should watch that.
Thanks.
People should watch that stream. I've been enjoying it. It's on
365. I was on it.
365. Yeah, Thanks, DC. It's a web show every Monday. You can follow me.
You occasionally
me on...
host it when Mary Alice can't make it.
I hosted it one time by myself, which was...
Why do you have to correct me? Just say yes.
Well, you know what? Disaster. If you're a stand-up comic, then you occasionally host this this podcast.
Yeah,
how about that?
Yeah.
Andrew, thank you so much.
Thanks for having
this.
Me on.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. Woo! Andrew Bucket. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to the stage is someone I've wanted to have on the show for a very long time. Put your hands together. Give him your ears. Give him your eyes for Russ Green, everybody. Russ!
That was awesome. I didn't know who he was talking about before he introduced me. I'm just going to acknowledge something very quickly. I'm very disappointed people didn't show up, man. It was like 5 minutes before I walked in the door, I was like calling people like, you let a fucking tornado become between me and you? I guess it makes me an asshole, right? So I'm really tired of my wife not giving up the butt. I think it's because, like, in our first year of marriage, like, we contracted STD. And when you have a sexually transmitted daughter, it, like, really changes your life, yeah. It changes everything, man. Like, people say rude shit to you all the time, yeah. Oh, my God. She's beautiful. Is that your daughter? How old is she? Can I hold her? That shit wouldn't work for me. I'm like, wow. She's beautiful, man. Is that your wife? How old is she? Can I hold her? Wow, she's a big girl. She really try for the boy next time, man. It's too gay. People don't like it when it's gay. Especially black people. We're like the most like homophobic people on the planet, yo. It's just so true, man. There's no point to it either. It's just ridiculous. Like, I think what people need to understand is, like, in the black community, any suspect homosexual activity is affectionately referred to as some gay shit. It's true. Like, my best friend Kevin is sitting right here, right? Me and Kevin went to the bar right now and ordered a bottle of wine and were to share it. Everybody in the bar would be like, yo, that's some gay shit. And I don't get it. Like, why is it got to be gay to enjoy, like, a healthy alternative? You know what I'm saying? It's like a sound economic decision. You know what I'm saying? Split the shit. And lately I've been hearing, like, all these comparisons, like, the black rights movement to the gay rights movement. And it really pisses me off because, like, I get the gays are discriminated against. You know what I'm saying? Like, marital rights, military service, and, like, movie roles outside of Tyler Perry films. But what I don't get is, like, what does your sexuality have to do with my ethnicity? You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't be a closeted black person. It'd be, like, absurd for me to refer to myself as openly black. I could be, like, flamboyantly black. But then I'd just be a nigga. That just wouldn't work out, though. Wouldn't work out. Man, and if we let these comparisons like black to gay and gay to black continue, we're going to have terms like some black shit. I'm serious. Like, for instance, Paula Deen, she went to the doctor like a couple months back, and the doctor came to her and was like, Ms. Deen, I regret to inform you, we've got type 2 diabetes. Paula Deen was like, type 2 diabetes? I don't play that black shit. Fucking ridiculous, you know? It's fucking ridiculous. You know what's next, right? We're gonna have like Gay History Month. It's true, like during Black History Month, I would watch shows like Roots and Eyes on the Prize. And if we have Gay History Month, we'll have shows like Fruits and Eyes on His Thighs, brought to you by Nutter Butters. You know what's missing for the gay rights movement is like leadership, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I had to ask you who's like the pivotal black rights leader, who would you say? See how Martin Luther King just rolls off your tongue? But nobody knows the gay leader. But I know the perfect gay leader. Martin Luther King. I'm serious, yo. Martin Luther King was known for his oral skills. which would be perfect for the gay rights movement. I got a quote to prove it. This is an actual quote. Martin Luther King, I have a dream speech. It's me going to my Martin Luther King mode. A man can't ride your back unless it's bent. Smart Luther King, yo. But anyway, like I said, I'm tired of my wife not giving up the butt. And it's weird because, like, we met in college, and in college we'd had sex like we were in college. And it's like, we used to do, like, whatever the fuck I wanted, like, whatever I could come up with, we'd do. And now I'm trying to get her to, like, do shit, and she's, like, so reluctant. So it's like, I'm like the dude, it's like my sex life is, like, inspired by a Dr. Seuss novel. I'm like, would you like my shaft and balls? Would you like them in your jaws? Would you like them in your walls? Would you like them here or there? Would you like them anywhere? Would you like them in the house? Would you like them with your spouse? Would you like them in the car? Would you like them in this bar? Would you, could you, with this slut? Try them, up your butt. So here's my wife. Not up my butt, not with that slut. Not in the house, not with my spouse. Not in the car, not in this bar. Not here or there, not anywhere. I would not, could not, in my jaws. I do not like them in my walls. I do not like your shaft and balls. I do not like them dirty draws. I think that's my time. You guys made a great crowd.
Screen, everybody. Sit down, buddy. Sit down. You need that.
This is like the happiest I've ever been. This is like, I'm sitting right next to like Jen Tisdale.
Oh, my God.
How's your wife?
My wife is good. She's at home taking care of the kids, you know.
Kids.
That's where she belongs. That's
right. How many children do you have?
I have two.
Two?
Two and a possible.
That's two more than you should have.
Really?
I'm working on another one right now.
Do you want another child?
No, I didn't want any of them.
It's gross. Maybe they're not yours.
No, they're definitely mine.
I'm just saying.
They look like me and have the same funky attitude. Yeah. No, it's not that I didn't want them. I didn't want daughters. That's the thing.
Hey, you know what? You should move to China.
What are your daughters? Wait, what are your daughters' last? What are your daughters' names?
Last.
No, I know your. I hope the Layla, last name is
Layla
Green.
Layla and Amel.
Layla and Amel.
Yeah.
They could possibly be the gay rights leaders you're looking for with attitude
I'm hoping,
like that.
Yeah. I'm hoping. I'm hoping.
Dan Savage, you don't know that name?
No.
John Waters, you don't know that name?
You know what? You know who did this to me? Ruth Rasby.
Oh, I wonder why. The socially conscious comic that doesn't do gay jokes gave you shit. Your sister's pissed at you right now, by the way.
Savage
I know Oscar
love.
Wilde
Yeah, you're
now.
From Baltimore. Jesus Christ, man.
I'm not from Baltimore.
You lived in Baltimore.
So I'm supposed to know everything about Baltimore because I live in
John Waters is a filmmaker.
Usually I hate when the crowd interrupts, but I fucking love it when the comic sister interrupts.
What about the film Hairspray?
I saw that a lot.
There was a remake, but then there was a different version that was done by John Waters.
Okay.
With Tracy, not Tracy Turnblad, really. I just do that, Ricky Lake.
That's the name of the main
That's her character, Ricky Lake.
Excellent. I still don't know who the person is.
Oh, God.
This is when
I should like start fronting, like, oh, yeah.
Audio podcast, sister. I said sister because you're African-American and you're his sister.
Double entendre.
What's up?
Fantastic.
I like it. It works. No, I love having kids, man. I do.
The problem with Martin Luther King Jr. being the spokesman for the gay rights movement is most gay rights people don't have love children out of marriage.
He was a womanizer.
Like Martin Luther King.
Okay.
Good guy. Just what?
Okay.
Where's my monument? What? Wait, you can't shit on Martin Luther King in the nation's
you
capital?
You can't shit on
what
someone.
Kind of world do we live in, folks?
Look, we're exercising
Martin
our
Luther
constitutional
King was like
rights.
I believe that.
Rock star.
Yeah, right. Exactly. He was a rock star. An awful family man.
And what do rock stars do?
They spread love over the world.
Okay, your favorite comic is George Carlin.
Yes, he is.
George Carlin did not do that stuff.
What?
Gay fuck around.
George Carlin didn't fuck around?
No.
He had his wife to the end.
Yes.
But I don't believe he didn't step out once.
Oh. Do
you step out?
Not at all.
Good man.
Well, I don't believe you.
Because my wife and I have a celebrity clause.
Is if you become a celebrity, you can fuck whoever?
Like, no, the person...
What does she do? What does she do? How is this fair?
She works for Discovery Channel. She's a television producer.
All right, so it's so she could fuck like a reality host, and you could fuck everybody else.
I basically try to convince her like tonight that Jen Tisdale is like
it's, grade I'm A famous. Celebrity. Like, she's man, that was a lot of convincing.
Why doesn't consent ever come up, ladies and gentlemen? She is a person.
Who, Jen?
Jesus.
Consent is just a formality.
It really is.
No, it's not. I am not perpetrating that show. There's other talk shows in town. Go to them for that. I don't know. I'm sure they're not perpetrating rape. I apologize.
I think once the girl accepts the drink that you.
No, wrong. Wrong. Opposite.
It's
opposite.
Sexual sex.
Opposite. 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 What the? No. You're married. Is she still drunk? What the fuck?
Actually, I did. I did not bang my wife. Wait, pause. Let me rewind that. Take that shit out. Edit that shit out.
Nope.
My wife and I did not make love for the first time because we were drunk.
So?
But we did have a lot of drunk sex. And this doesn't make any
sense.
It's
fine if both parties are equally drunk and there's discussion while parties are sober beforehand.
Yeah, sex is like an irresponsible decision anyway. So.
No, it's not.
I have literally never
done
that.
No, it's not.
I have literally never sat down sober and been like, when we get wasted...
Right.
Really?
We are gonna fuck like rabbits.
Right. Really?
I want you,
Jen,
to know.
We are different people.
Brandon, you have no idea.
You're a married man. You get to get away with so much more shit because of that.
No, I'm just like generally like irreverent.
Oh yeah, where's the wedding ring?
Where's your ring, man?
Okay, here's the story with the wedding ring.
Oh
okay.
Great.
Here's the
it
story.
Makes you feel uncomfortable.
Here's the story. I can't have affairs.
I lost my wedding ring.
You what?
I lost it. I lost it the year afterwards on our anniversary.
Wait, how do you know the date?
Listen.
That's when he pawned it.
No. Okay. So my wife and I got married.
You live in Baltimore.
On like a tropical island. We got married in Antigua.
Oh, that's cool.
And we went back the next year. And we
had... Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it would have been.
No, that is. That's a lovely anniversary.
But we had a baby like our first year in
that
marriage.
That is so great.
Yeah. So I...
The enthusiasm is just sprouting from you. Yep.
No, so I was putting sunblock on my baby... Right,
like a responsible father.
Like a responsible father.
Good man.
You know, and I took off my ring and I put it in the ground, the sand.
I buried it 6 feet into the sand.
I just placed it gently on the sand so I could put sunblock
on her. Just for a second, made a little map.
I was like really excited because it was daddy and baby, and I ran to the ocean and forgot about the shit. And
was she there at the time?
Yeah.
So she saw this happen. She believes you.
No, she was like, you know, getting more coconut drinks or whatever. Yeah.
So but it was her fault, actually.
Well, here's what happened. So.
Bitches
it was like a little
shopping.
Like Cracker Jack ring. Like it was like $20 before
okay,
we got married.
If that was the case, why didn't you just go buy another Cracker Jack ring and replace it?
Because I didn't think it was that big a deal until she freaked out.
Wait, what have you done since then? She's freaked out. You have another child. You're obviously not going anywhere. Why don't you get
hey,
another
what
ring?
If you,
that's the ring, right? That's the commitment
what
right
What if you
there.
Buried the kid in the sand by accident? I'm just worried about, right? Like that's you're scaring me.
I honestly think you get away with a lot more because it's prefaced with my wife. My wife. It's funny, right?
My wife.
Actually, it's
my
better.
Wife.
Why are we talking?
Very nice.
It's better if you don't wear
black,
the ring.
Not overweight.
It's, wait. It's better if you don't wear the ring?
Yeah, because you get more women wearing the ring.
That's what people say, but no, I don't believe. I have never seen a wedding ring and been like, I just got wet. Shit.
Like,
Jen, once again, we are very different people.
You don't get wet in the same way.
If chicks.
I don't know. I know.
Go ahead. I'm not doing that. This is not 1993.
Let's bring the 90s.
He just tried to fucking do the Arsenio Hall bullshit to me. That's what he just tried to do.
Is that Arsenio? I thought you guys originated that.
Yeah. That's not Wayne's World. No. They don't touch. Arsenio, it was a handshake thing. Yeah. No, Pauly Shore. Oh, Pauly Shore, the return. That's really inside, literally. Okay, go ahead.
Oh!
Russ.
My mouth.
You were saying something very funny.
Was I?
And then Jen said something funnier.
Sorry, now, Russ.
No, so when you wear the ring.
Yes.
Right, it turns women into like these like ring-obsessed freaks.
Where are you hanging out?
I'm a comedian. I hang out in bars.
That is true. That's true.
Okay,
I never mind. Wait, clubs? Comedy clubs or clubs?
Comedy clubs.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like clubs. It's too loud. It's obnoxious.
Also, you're married.
See, here's the thing. When you get married, people want to put you in like this deserted island, isolate you, and it's like a vacuum. Like
yeah.
You guys can relate to this shit. If you get married, first of all, this is what happens in the process. You get engaged. all your friends stop talking to you.
You know Brandon's engaged, right? You could direct all this to Brandon.
You get engaged, all your friends stop calling you, right?
No.
Then you get married, and then they stop just showing up, inviting you to parties and shit. Then you have a child, and then you have no friends anymore.
I can't wait to not invite you to parties.
All we do is...
I can't wait!
Since we've got engaged, we go out 10 times more.
No way.
Seriously.
Well, we got pregnant when we were like...
That's
6 months
the difference. So.
Maybe that was what it was.
No, it's like, hey, we don't have to worry about anything. Let's keep drinking forever and die together. The end. Like, that's life.
It's just like The Notebook.
Like Carlin.
Yeah, kind of like that.
They had fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. But married with kids is like work all the time.
Yeah, well, anything's work.
You're really selling marriage for me, by the way. I'm like, this sounds awesome.
I think marriage is a beautiful thing.
Does anybody here want to knock me up
entirely
later?
It's got to make you a better comic.
Married?
Yeah.
Materials, like, every day.
Yeah, and also, like, you'd have a support system. You're not like a lot of the comics. I'm not talking about anybody here. I'm talking about, like... No, I'm not! Here's why.
I
don't know one person here that drinks like the Chicago comics I know.
Oh, God.
Not one fucking comic in
D.C. Are
you serious? I am talking and looking at you directly in the eye, Jen Tisdale.
Is that a challenge?
That is not a challenge.
We're drinking tonight.
You will die. You will die if you try to catch up. You will physically die. We are not doing this. This is not a competition.
Oh, it's happening, Mark Summers.
We'll do it in... Andrew Bucket, did you like that reference?
That was so alt comedy.
Wait, can we address something with Andrew Bucket?
You're like, of course.
You're like the most like closeted alt comic ever. Like, what is that shit about? Like, you're in denial about like everything. No, I don't look like Russell Brand. I don't... I like, you know, Brian Regan.
You know, your friend's like, you look like Arsenio Hall. You don't look like Arsenio Hall. You look like Jesse Jackson Jr.
You know, you look a little bit like...
You look like Genuine.
Do you guys see that a little
what?
Bit?
What? He doesn't look like Genuine?
Yes, he does, a little
Genuine's
bit.
Genuine's got the John Waters mustache, actually.
But,
you know
but
what
only
I get all
because
time?
Pony...
He does, doesn't he? Thank you.
He looks a little... Because Pony's my favorite
Listen,
karaoke
Listen, we don't have... We need to have more African-American comics so we can say who they look like. I think only, it makes them incredibly comfortable.
Fine.
Only if you stop calling them African-American comics.
What should we call
them?
Can
you just call them like black comics?
No, you guys heard we have permission.
Everybody, it's black.
Come on, don't say that in the microphone. I got to cut that out now.
No, you don't. It's fun.
I have to clarify because I won't have any black comic on the show. And if I open that door, no.
Oh, I thought you were like segregating African comics versus African-American comics.
I am. That's what I'm trying to do by saying African-American
Haitian
versus black. I have yet to meet a good African comic.
Godfrey?
I don't know him personally.
What about that chick from London?
Yep. She's great.
She's hilarious.
Oh, I love that girl.
Seriously,
That was my recall for African comics. It was like her and Godfrey.
Oh, you were talking about Eddie Izzard.
Rollo Boykins.
What?
Rollo Boykins.
All the black people responded, and I'm like, who's that? Tell me, black people.
No, he's
who
part
is
of my
that?
Crew. He's part of my crew.
Yeah, let's talk about your crew. I'm not sold on this. Sell me on this, sir.
Oh, tell some jokes.
Tell some jokes. Branding, yo, it's working. See, Keith? Okay, so
it's not working if you have to say it.
I know, I'm doing this.
Okay, so it's me.
Sorry.
It's Keith Comedian, my buddy that's sitting back there, and Rollo Boykins. We formed this DMV comedy movement called Homegrown
Hilarity.
Wait,
who? Hilarity. You and who?
Me, Keith the Comedian.
Yeah, Keith the Comedian.
And Rollo Boykins.
Isn't Keith the Comedian here tonight?
He is here tonight.
That's correct. Yay, Keith.
Yeah.
Keith has a unique thing when he goes on stage. Do you want to tell the people what he does what he wears when he goes on stage?
Keith wears his face on his shirt.
Oh, wait, no, I know.
He has an embroidered clothing line, essentially,
yes?
With his face
yes.
on his shirt.
That is correct.
And he didn't wear it tonight because he's a jackass.
Now, I don't think, I know for a fact no white comic is doing this, but I think Andrew Bucket may be the only one that could pull that off. Andrew, would you and Keith possibly get together and you could wear an Andrew Bucket shirt and he could wear a Keith the Comedian shirt and maybe occasionally you guys switch shirts? All right, cool.
Ebony.
I want to see that tour.
And Ivory.
All right, so you got these three guys.
Yeah.
It's called...
Homegrown Hilarity.
Homegrown Hilarity. What's the point of Homegrown Hilarity?
Okay, so it's like strength in numbers, essentially.
Number one, it's important to have the guy that's like in your group screaming at you during an interview.
It's branding.
Because it just sounds like this is going to be a great experience. If he's willing to interrupt a friend, I wouldn't wonder what he does with a stranger. He's very respectful and he knows his place. It's not like he doesn't have a microphone in his hand.
What he did is basically he told you to shut the fuck up.
Oh, yeah, I said something racist on accident. Now I meant to say it on person, in real life. You're in the audience!
This is like Ferguson when the crowd gets too into it.
That's I know. How dare you enjoy life? Right.
There's a reason I have all these tattoos at 50. No, alcoholism.
So the whole thing is like, we believe...
No, sorry, not you. He got him at 50.
It's fine.
Sorry, Jen.
I like...
You got into this. You were just starting to say a sentence and I got mean.
No, I was saying... In comedy, there's always this talk about competition all the time. We're always like competing each other, like, oh, everybody steals jokes and all this kind of dumb shit. Which is, let's talk about that for a minute. I think the joke thief thing is just stupid. Because everybody borrows from everybody else. Like Dr. J, you know what I'm saying? Like the fake.
Maybe
the,
a style.
Wait, wait, wait.
Maybe
wait.
A style, but
do not
a specific
ever compare
joke.
Sports to comedy.
Listen, like, okay, let's. Like, okay.
That analogy never makes
oh,
sense.
I didn't
let's
even
talk
know.
About our impressionist,
I'm like, who's
right?
Dr. J? Is he like an orthopedic surgeon or like a
like, think about surgeon? Think about an impressionist, right?
Yeah.
They do.
Okay.
They do.
Impressions.
Impressions,
yes.
Right? But like what everybody has impressions that they do, right? Like everybody can like everybody's favorite impression is to do like a stupid voice.
Yeah, so.
Right? So what's the big deal? I mean, if someone else has a stupid voice on stage, suddenly you're stealing, that's stupid.
No, it depends what they're saying.
It's wordplay, right? It's creativity.
I think that people might copy a style, but if someone literally stole my joke, and I've seen that happen, I would be furious. I am real protective of the things that come out of my own brain, and rightfully so.
I agree. You should be. But
especially
that's
if a better
oh,
comic.
Oh, is it different?
What I'm talking about is like watching style and mm-hmm. people that like you're inspired
so
by.
So you have nothing wrong with style.
Yeah, there's a lot of like Mitch Hedbergs difference. Out there, for yeah. example. There's a lot
there's
of Mitch
like
Hedbergs.
Five styles, period. That's
right.
it.
There's like Carlin, Pryor...
Cosby.
Bruce, which is just Carlin, yeah. but more ranty and less
There might be
jokes.
Some, what was his?
Murphy. And then like...
Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy's Eddie Richard Pryor.
Who's the guy
Fox.
That...
Fox?
There might...
yeah, they're in the same school. This is really nerding out. I'm sorry.
Sorry, guys.
What were we talking about before?
We didn't mean to alienate
style. And you're homegrown shit, and then you just like, I got a lot of opinions.
Okay, let's get back to homegrown. So homegrown is the whole spirit of it is it's about community, not about competition.
This is how we're totally different people, and that's why I like you.
Yeah.
Because I'm all like, let's scorch the earth.
And start anew.
No, but you should understand more than anybody. Live comedy, live stand-up is like a dying art form.
I disagree completely.
Okay.
I think in the past 3 years it's been renewed more than ever before.
I started comedy last year in March.
And yeah, you're a vet.
Before I started, I knew the like one comedy club.
That's before you started.
And then I started and I knew like two. And then 10. And then like 20. And there's still rooms I don't know about.
Yeah, exactly. But that's just from doing it as long as
it's
you
because
have.
People compete. And they don't
no,
share information.
That's insane.
No, I believe.
No, they have to share information or else no one shows up.
But they don't.
Yeah, they do.
Okay. This is my first time at YMT. But I love it. Because Brandon is like the so like counter me. He's like me, like, more polished.
I'm like you more polished?
No, you're like me more irreverent. That's what I like.
You just threw two totally different things out.
I changed my mind like that.
You get high, don't you?
I have the liberty.
You get high, don't
of
you?
Of course I get high.
I don't get high. That's the difference.
Off of bath salts.
Oh, yeah! Good callback! Zombie! Now that's what the white alt comics like. Zombie material.
And RoboCop references.
Yeah, see? You listen to the show.
You have to listen. Yeah.
No, you don't. I think you're very funny. Please keep doing this.
Of course.
I don't think you're going to quit because you have like a wife and kids, and that's good.
They give me lots of material, but no wife likes a man on the streets every night doing jokes and bars.
I know. It's weird because you started so like
late.
Not old in terms of like...
I started late. When did you start? How old were you when you started?
I'm 33 now, so I started last year. So I was 32.
Yeah, so we're about on the same, which is
but
depressing.
That's fine.
That's why I like you so much.
No, it's fine. It's just good luck with the relationship. That's what I mean.
Everybody because says that like it's just
what you
doomed.
Just said was no woman likes her guy out all night, and that's what you're doing.
I think it's because she believes in me.
I guess when you're
exactly.
married
it's
and
nice.
You have children, you have a certain level of trust that I am totally unaware
also,
of.
Also, he's got more at stake and he can't fuck up.
Exactly.
That's true.
So,
also.
Exactly.
That's good.
It's really like this is my motivation.
Plug your stupid group. I'm sorry.
I'm going to rewind, edit that shit out.
I like you, the group. I'm not a...
You'll love us all. It's Homegrown Hilarity. We do comedy all around the world, yo. We're going to be in...
All around the world! In Iceland, in Austria.
No, we write sketch comedy.
Small...
Is
and
this
so we put
like
this shit on the internet.
Digital
so
underground
like digital.
All around the world?
It's like a social media movement.
I know this.
Yeah, that's what the world needs, a social media movement.
Yeah, our names
you guys
out there
Friendster?
Enough?
By the way, I love your Twitter presence.
Thank you. I'm
Twitter presence. Yeah.
It's fucking awesome.
You're 2. Like 0. Your real presence is lacking, but Twitter.
You're not like drunk enough yet.
Oh shit! Stop challenging her to drink more.
Oh, I'm just gonna shoot up in the bathroom.
Yay, heroin! Ladies and gentlemen, The Needle and the Damage Done is a fantastic song. Time to end the interview. Pick a number between 7 and 74.
7.
These are the bonus questions.
Ooh.
7.
23. I changed my mind.
23. We don't have 23. You get 27. You get 7. Okay. How am I? Honestly, I've had too much to drink and I can't say the third word.
2 beers? You lightweight?
Can I read it?
3. Yeah.
I mean, actually, I can.
Number 27.
May I read it? Sorry, I'm illiterate.
You may read it.
Can someone read it for me?
Let's do it. Let's hear the question.
Okay.
27.
Oh, Christ almighty.
See?
But you're already married. It's like we can't do this question because it's asking if you would
asked
be married.
Number 27.
No, that's even better.
All right. How important is ceremony?
No, no. Number 27.
27. I'm sorry. Following
yell at her some more, Weatherby.
Following your incapacitation, would you rather have your lover try to do without sex, search with you for new ways of being satisfied, or look elsewhere for sex? Would any of these approaches be unacceptable to you? What would you want to do if... Jesus Christ. Let's do this one at a time. All right. So you're incapacitated.
No, do it all at once or else...
Incapacitated.
Like, 10 more
like how, though? How am I incapacitated?
Your penis is gone.
Gone. Like I've never had it before?
It's just gone. It's broken. It's done.
It's broken.
So you did at one point. You Larry Flinted your penis.
Yes. Oh, so I've known this the experience.
Maybe you got... you're paralyzed and you got nothing.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you want your lover to have sex without you?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Good man.
Okay.
I'm completely bullshitting right now. I'm the most like chauvinistic guy ever.
But would you also want to search for new ways of being satisfied, which if your dick's not working, there's none. But
like literally
Arsenio Hall agrees.
This would not be an issue because my wife and I don't have sex. So
yeah, well then.
This would have to be a concern. No, actually I think
I guess my answer is you have a mouth.
All of his friends are like, yep, we know.
But literally, if your penis isn't working, there are no other ways to be satisfied as a man.
Yeah, I can't be satisfied by visual
stimuli. In terms of
an
orgasm.
That's just more frustrating. I think it might.
Both of you make me incredibly depressed by saying things like that.
Why? Are you going to be a paraplegic sometime soon?
No, but it's...
Relax!
Wait, no, this is when he tells us sex isn't important to him. Go ahead.
No, it is. Everything is very important, but there's always...
You get to you can...
that. Daredevil. Daredevil. You know the
blind?
The blind
superhero?
Superhero. Why is he a superhero? Other senses were enhanced. So if something happens to you, that doesn't mean you can't enhance another part.
So
you
I can figure it out. Smell the pussy, but I can't get any of it.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Wait, wait. Shut up.
Come
wait,
on, babe. Come
that
on.
Got booze, but when I told, like, when I, like, when I vaguely told the black guy to shut up in a racist tone, like, everyone was like, I'm bored with that.
There's a racist tone?
Apparently, like, 2 people were like, ooh, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's racist. And everyone was cool with that, but I go, Daredevil and sex. They're like, fuck you! You don't know how life is working.
I think they were just responding to the film starring Ben, I can't act, but I can fuck Jennifer Garner Affleck, right?
Hey, you know
he's
what?
He's an awesome director, though.
Yeah,
he is. That was a great film. Oh, I
2
said
films.
Act. What was the... What was
Gone, Baby, Gone.
Oh,
and the
I
town.
Love Gone, Baby,
no,
Gone
the town.
With
that was
his
the
brother
yeah.
And the town. God,
the town was
and he's not an awful actor. He just doesn't have the best roles.
He was awful then. He's gotten quite better.
He's great whenever he plays himself.
He was awful in Daredevil.
He was good in Chasing Amy.
Yes, but if I'm specifically...
Fuck you! Not you, Jen. I'll
I didn't
cut that
think
out.
So. You're
boo.
Engaged.
No one agrees with you.
Reindeer Woo! Games is a fun romp, and you get to see in the same scene Charlize Theron and Ben Affleck's ass. There's a hole for everyone in Reindeer Games.
Now, Charlize Theron is a sexy African-American woman.
What? She's South African.
That
womp,
counts.
Bing.
You should turn
fun fact about Charlize Theron, first boyfriend when she moved to the States,
Brandon
lead
Weatherby.
Singer of Third Eye Blind.
Stephen Hawk. What is this? Stephen
no,
Hawk.
Stephen Milk misses in Pavement. Stephen Jenkins.
Thanks. No.
Yes, audience.
I maintain it was Stephen Hawking.
Shout out to Jennifer Green, my most
Russ,
supporter.
It's time to plug. Where can people find you on Twitter?
You can find us at Tell Some Jokes. You can find me at Russ_jokes.
Russ, un- really Russ underscore.
Yep, I got an underscore too, Brandon. Underscore too. I got an underscore
too. Oh man,
too.
I'm so sorry for you guys.
Because it highlights my sad.
I will link it to this podcast description if you're listening, so you don't got to underscore because that's weird. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the fantastic and really homophobic Russ Green, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for coming out. Give him your ears. Give him your eyes. Please put your hands together for the very talented Andrew Grossman.
Thank you.
I saw the face I used to lay down beside appear in my mind 1,000 times. An apparition of a love we once made sings a sweet serenade, but it's all a charade. I could be wiser, wiser today.
How is everyone tonight? I got a couple woos. Okay, cool.
When the world lay dead upon the ground, is it done? Still stands naked and dare not make a sound. Is it done? Is it done? Is it done? Is it done? When people finally realize things will never be the same. Is it done? When a people are becoming, become ones of became, is it done? Is it done? Is it done? Is it done? It's cause it's done. Don't tell us that you're sorry. Don't feel any regret, cause it's done. So memories are just better to forget, cause it's done. It's done. It's done. It's done. Come on, say what you mean. The world's come undone. Just forget what you seen. It's a setting of the sun. Free, it's done. It's only when we sleep that we can truly dream, cause it's done. It's done. It's done.
Thank you. I play in a band called The North Country. We're playing at the Paper House June 15th. And we hope to see you all there.
I was called to be the one, the sacrificial lamb in the role of holy son. But I turned my back and ran, chose the path of ageless child to the tune of aging man. We come and go, we never know. Are we to lose the time we have? To our fears carried in tow, can never go home. It's a pain to rearrange. Might as well leave it alone, leave it alone. I believe, have faith in man, to be the best that we can be, to do the best we can. I'll never know unless I leave. I'll be the self-indulgent criminal while the selfless victims grieve. We come and go, we never know. Are we to lose the time we have? To our fears carried in tow, can never go home. It's a pain to rearrange. Might as well leave it alone, leave it alone. Torn with the pain of change, still not as bad as staying the same. With waiting rooms and estimations of all the things that we're not meant to know. To know, to know, to know. may be tired tonight, but please make no mistake, I only wanna sleep, so in the morning I can wake. So in the morning I can wake. There is a comfort in the din of our modernity. I have a glowing box so that I don't have to see. So that I don't have to see. I'm alone again with the unknown again, so I atone again. I just wanna get some sleep. I only wanna get some sleep. I'm only trying to get some sleep. Swimming with my regrets and my sins, they keep me up at night. The voices speaking from within. The voices speaking from within. The silence in the dark, the quietness of the unknown, reminders of the fact that we are cosmically alone. Oh, we are cosmically alone. Oh. Well, I'm alone again with the unknown again, so I atone again. I just wanna get some sleep. I only wanna get some sleep. I'm only trying to get some sleep.
All right, all right. Getting a little warmed up here. All right, I'm going to do a cover. So Doc Watson died recently. Not a Doc Watson fan. Or maybe he is, I don't know. So I'm gonna go for a cover of my favorite Doc Watson song. It's called Deep River Blues. Let it pour, let it rain a whole lot more, 'cause I got them deep river blues. Let the rain drive right on, let the rain sweep along, 'cause I got them deep river blues. Well, my old gal, she's a pal, she walks like a waterfowl, 'cause I got them deep river blues. Let the rain drive right on, let the rain sweep along, and I got them deep river blues.
mean a whole lot more, 'cause I got them deep river blues. Let the rain drive right on, let the rain sweep along, 'cause I got them deep river blues. Well, I got them deep river blues. Well, I got them deep river blues.
Thank you.
Andrew Grossman, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for coming and have a wonderful night.